This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. According to the Eagle County Sheriff's Office, the new mask mandate at elementary and middle schools went over peacefully on the first day of class. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The wearing of masks has become a cultural flashpoint, and deputies were present in case of any problems. A small protest and counter-protest did take place at a park close to Eagle Valley High School, but officials say it went peacefully. Deputies will be present at Eagle County schools for at least the rest of the week.
That's CPR's Corey Jones. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is taking emergency action in the Colorado River Basin by declaring a first-ever water shortage. The shortage means that Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico have to cut back their water use. It was triggered because Lake Mead on the Nevada-Arizona border is projected to drop low enough to threaten hydroelectricity production and water supply. It doesn't change anything for Colorado, but it does add pressure to the renegotiations of the river's management plan, which is set to expire in 2026. Colorado has proposed a new rule that limits road projects that lead to more climate-warming emissions and air pollution. Highway expansions and other polluting projects would have to be offset with cleaner measures like more public transit and bicycle infrastructure. Carter Rubin is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental group.
I think we see the state of Colorado taking a really important first step to address the major source of climate change pollution that comes from our transportation system and mainly our tailpipes.
Detractors say the rule would slow down road expansions. The State Transportation Commission will vote on the rule in November. This is CPR News.